The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Sure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim walad dhalin. Ameen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما كتبت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed, and we begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And we declare that all praise is due to Allah, the master and controller of all systems of knowledge, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the alone that we beseech for help, the alone that we worship, the alone that we beseech for help. Guide us the straight way, the way on those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those who've earned your wrath, nor the way of those who go astray. Allah calls our attention in the Quran. He says, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear him with a rational fear, and let every person consider what they send forward for tomorrow, and be mindful of Allah, for surely he is aware of everything that you do. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyah ala Kulli Hal. I am your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. And as always, we want to begin by asking all of you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam. I also ask you to do the same with regards to his family that he left behind. We also ask you to please be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Khalifa Ramadan and on behalf of his family, Imam Vernon Farid and his family, Imam Ibrahim Pasha and his family, Imam Muhammad Sadiq and his family, Imam Qasim Ahmad and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Ibrahim Pasha and his family, as well as Imam Abdullah Baqi Abdul Hamid and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Sister Aisha, the beloved wife of our very own Imam Abdul Karim Abdul Hamid. We ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Sister Al-Hajjah Rubina LeBron and Al-Hajjah Delilah Shaheed and her husband Al-Hajj Lawrence Shaheed. At the same time, dear brothers and sisters, we ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of all of those that you may know, may not know, who are going through some kind of trial or tribulation, some sickness, or some kind of ailment, or they're facing some of difficulties in life. At this time, dear brothers and sisters, we also ask you to make a heartfelt dua for this nation, for the world, for the Muslim community, against this outbreak, against all of these things that have been taking place, a lot of which we do not know. And so we would ask all of you to, inshallah ta'ala, do your very best in your efforts to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be sure to call on him if and when this thing blows over. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want Allah to answer your supplication, your dua, when things are going bad, he said, be sure to increase your supplication when things are going fine. Now be mindful, dear brothers and sisters, about this tradition and the time in which we're in. The time in which we're in, many people are being affected. Many people are not infected. And for those of us who are affected, we pray Allah for you. But at the same time, those of you or those of us who are not affected, you should also continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you remain that way and that he heals all of those people who are. It's very important for us to understand this concept of calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah is very generous in giving us heads up, if you will, and giving us the tools that we need or the ways and means of approach to him. And as our leader said, we should follow the logic to its logical conclusion. And what does that mean? For many of us, that's a slogan. For many of us, that we've heard it the first time, it sound good, and that was it. That was it. And that was not the basis or the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran. He didn't reveal it to us so that it can be a slogan. He didn't reveal the information related to be sloganized. All of those things that we say as Muslims have a very specific meaning, very particular meaning, and very significant. And for us to allow shaitan to trick us into believing that, you know, it's just the same, but what does it really mean? Follow the logic through its logical conclusion. Well, in this case, when we talk about dua, the logic is to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us to call on him. He said that we shouldn't just call on him when times are bad, but we should call on him when things are going okay. And so right now, for many of us, things are going okay. When we talk to each other on the phone, they say, hey, I'm doing fine, I'm okay, alhamdulillah. But this is time for us to increase our dua, because there are things going on around us that we have no control over. And we don't know that Allah's decree may cause those things to visit us. So it's important for us to make dua on behalf of those people who are affected, and make dua on behalf of ourselves. But the logic here is for us to do everything that we possibly can in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, in the manner in which his prophet has gave us an example to do so. Allah in the Quran says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And he says, and when my servant asks you concerning me, then indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation or the supplication of the suppliant, the supplicant, when he calls on me. So let them respond to me at the same time and believe in me so that they may walk in the right way. Now here it is. He says in another translation, let them at the same time respond to my call and believe in me so that they may walk in the right way. So the logic here, if we're following the logic through its logical conclusion, when it comes down to dua, is that we not only call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we listen to his call as well. And they say that this is one of the ways in which du'as are accepted, by us responding to Allah's call when he calls us. So how does he call us? When it's time to salat, are we making the salat on time? When it's time to give and help one another, are we giving and helping one another? When it's time to set aside our own opinion and accept what Allah is saying, do we do that? Dear brothers and sisters, this is how we respond to Allah's call. Time we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us remember him and show gratitude to him and worship him in the best way. So tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we want to hear from some of you, because we had a big conversation with a lot of our pioneers around the country, and we were calling them just to check on them, and we asked the people among us and those who are in other places to be sure to start checking in on our senior members, because they describe them as the most vulnerable group that could be affected by this. And so we were asking everyone to call out to them, to give them a call, to check on them. Don't wait for them to call you or wait for somebody to call you talking about something happening to one of them. We need to get their phone numbers and we need to call them. So I need to hear from you. I need you to press one on your phone when we come back. And we need to talk about this a little bit, because we're living in that time, dear brothers and sisters. If this is all over now, what have we done to secure ourselves if this is all over? And so we're behind when it comes down to us really securing ourselves. So we got to ask ourselves, what is Allah telling us with this coronavirus outbreak? What is Allah saying to us? He's saying something. The issue is whether we're listening. We weren't listening before, but now he's got our attention. You see, Allah has the attention of the world, dear brothers and sisters. He has the attention of the world.
And how does he have their attention? Well, up to this point, nobody was listening. Up to this point, people were going about their work the way they want to go about their business, going about their business as if God didn't exist, as if Allah didn't exist. So all of these powerful nations, all of these people that have resources, all of these individuals who think they have power, all of a sudden, overnight, they're being shown that they don't have any power at all, that their resource means nothing, that their control means nothing, that they have no control. It's all reduced to something minute over things that you can't even see with your own eye. But guess what, dear brothers and sisters? Allah is still in control. And so we want to talk about that a little bit, because we have to figure this out as Muslims. What is Allah telling us? May Allah help us that we say Ameen.
God's peace be with you. You're listening to American Muslim 360 Radio Network at am360.org on the dial. This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC, the parent corporation for American Muslim 360. And we welcome you to either our live programming or podcast, where we feature encore best of the best pre-recorded programming. We invite you to visit us at cwsc.us to view our live programming and podcast schedule and our calendar events. For either live or podcast programming, you can stream at am360.org or dial 701-719-4197. And again, that's 701-719-4197, any hour of the day or night to enjoy 24-hour quality programming. For our live broadcasts, you can be part of the conversation in real time and share your opinion directly with the host or guest and audience. Just listen for call-in information during our live programming. We ask that you refrain from calling in while you're behind the wheel driving, even if you're using a hands-free device. We want you to be safe. Once you've pulled over or arrived at your destination, we welcome you to call into our studio. When it comes to our podcasts, over the years we've produced thousands of episodes with timeless knowledge applicable to the human condition. And although an episode may have been produced in the distant or near past, the knowledge shared is just as vital now as it was when it was recorded live. But we have to update you with our latest contact information and on how you can become a friend of the station and CWSC and help keep us the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. So grab a pen and paper or your smartphone to take down some important information. If you want to leave us a listener comment, or maybe you've got a programming idea you'd like to share, and we hope you do, here's how. You can email us at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. You can also record a comment on our listener comment line at 910-317-0297. Again, that's 910-317-0297. And we may even share your comment on air. You can send us a message on our website, cwsc.us. We're also on Facebook. And we ask that you like our page. Just look for Community-Wide Shura Conference. Shura is spelled S-H-U-R-A-A. Again, S-H-U-R-A-A, that's Community-Wide Shura Conference. And share our Facebook page with your friends. Tweet us at CW Shura. You can also find us on Google+, and the LinkedIn platforms. We also need your financial support, and it allows us to keep bringing you the quality programming you've come to depend on. And your support allows us to expand our intelligentsia services. To make your tax-deductible gift, look for the blue donate button at the top of our home pages at cwsc.us. Make a one-time contribution or become a recurring contributor and help us know we have your support each and every month. And of course, you can cancel at any time. If you want to mail in a contribution, make your check or money order payable to CWSC Inc. That's CWSC, INC. And send to Marina Village, M-A-R-I-N-A, Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Again, that's Marina Village, spelled M-A-R-I-N-A, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Finally, you should know that our broadcasting center is part of a family of intelligentsia components, from scholarships and historical preservation programs to National Speakers Bureau, Think Tank, Volunteer Human Resource Network, and more. Unlike any other radio station, AM360.org encourages you to engage with the group intellect on any number of issues affecting society. And we offer you the opportunity to become engaged in working with the group intellect to help address the issues you feel passionate about. While you're at CWSC.us, look for MCNRD. That stands for the Model Communities National Resource Directory. It's a catalog of persons from around the country, just like you and me, who've listed their knowledge, their skills, and expertise, and are willing to help communities anywhere in the country. Plus, you get a chance to meet new believers and work on issues together frequently without leaving the comfort of your home. And it's all possible because of the MCNRD and the 21st century technology that Allah has blessed us with. So keep listening, and we hope you'll register in the MCNRD, because together we can remake the world. Assalamu alaikum.
We're back, and you're listening to my Yahweh Kuni Han. I'm your host, Imam Abu Aziz, and we are broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM360. And before we left, we were talking a little bit about our seasoned members, making contact with them, speaking with them, trying to let them know that we are concerned with them. So we ended the last segment talking about this idea of sloganizing the religion and these concepts that we received from Imam Muhammad were not just mere slogans. They were not just open statements, but they were indeed tools and keys to how to navigate through the trials and tribulations of life. And one of those keys that he gave us, which was a safeguard, was that we would have to apply this concept when dealing with life situations and balancing that between what Allah is saying in the Quran, what the Prophet ﷺ exemplified in his example, and in the life situation itself. So the logic is that we are supposed to take whatever we're dealing with in life and then have a reference point in the Quran so that we can better address that particular issue. But we won't be able to do so if we sloganize the religion and we don't think that those statements have any relevance, that they just sound good and that was it, just for the feeling. No, there was some work that's attached to it. Many times over, we forget that the 33 years that we did have the Imam with us, he was showing us, he was talking, but he was showing us also. And sometimes we get to the point and think that the emphasis is just on what was said, when the emphasis should have been on what was done as a result of what was said. See, the combination of the two makes it a better fit because we're more effective in that way and we're better able to deal with things like today that we're dealing with. So we ask Allah at this time to bless us and to aid us with an increase in understanding so that we may be able to act the right. He says in the Quran, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَانُ الْمَلَىٰ, that he will test you to see which one of you is best in be, who's going to act right, who's going to do what's best. And so now we have the test in front of us, dear brothers and sisters. As we speak, the numbers are going up, the people are despairing, and we're seeing these neighboring 50 states going through all kinds of tribulations. But is that happening in the Muslim households? Is that happening in the minds of the Muslims? And see, when we ask this question, it's a legitimate question because there's too many unanswered questions in this situation. But there's one thing that we can be sure about is that we do have the tools in order to navigate through this trial, provided we follow the steps. So what is the first step, dear brothers and sisters? Well, tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to look at the ayat of the Quran in Surah 2, verse 286. And 286 is a quick reference as to what our means of approach should be and what the tools are. Call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, he said call. He said if he'll call, you call on him and he will answer you. Right? He listens to you. He responds. But then at the end of this call, dear brothers and sisters, he's saying to us that we should respond to what he's calling us to. And this is one of the keys to us navigating in these tough times, that we responded to what Allah called us to, so there is no question about him answering us. So, dear brothers and sisters, press one on your phone. We'd like to hear from you, hear how you're doing, where you are, and so that we could better understand what's happening with our believing men and women. And if you're facing some kind of difficulties, please share that with us, and we want to be able to assist in any way we can. But know for sure, dear brothers and sisters, this test that we're under is supposed to bring us together. It's not supposed to separate us. Allah says in the Quran, "Tasimu bihablillah jami'a wa la tafaraku." He says, hold fast, all of you together, by the rope of Allah, and do not allow anything under any circumstances separate you. May Allah help us. To that we say ameen. Assalamu alaikum. 401, state your name, where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. Inshallah, I think what Allah is telling us is that we have to realize that man doesn't have any power but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might give him, but we have no power whatsoever. And man, for so long, thinks that they have so much power, they can do this, they can do that, they got bombs, they got military, but they thought that they were God. And so now he's showing them that they don't have any power whatsoever. He can take everybody off of this planet at one time, instantly. But what is happening also is that people are getting closer to Allah, to their Creator. They're calling out to him because they know there's no place that they can seek refuge but in their Creator. There's nowhere else to turn to. And people are on the street, on whoever's on the buses, on the street, and even myself, I'm out there walking with my rollator teaching people about their Creator, teaching them alternative things, what he wants us to do, get back to the nature in which we were created. We can't do just anything we want to do, that we have to be submissive. Everything else in creation submits, but except for man, that we have to be submissive to him. And Allah's been teaching me how to go out there and tell them, if you don't have water, don't worry about it. Get some bottles or plastic bottles from your peanut butter or your jelly jars or spaghetti jars. Keep it. Put water in it. I've been teaching people survival things. You don't have no toilet tissue, tear up some of those clothes you have. Cut them up. Make rags out of them. And wipe yourself with it. Put it in plastic bags and throw it out. That's what we used to do with diapers. We didn't throw the diapers out. We just shook the feces or urine off, washed them, and kept them and used them over again. So even he's teaching me how to get out there and talk to people. And I think that's what we lack. We lack being out there. And the first, they call it fishing, going out there fishing. And the Nation of Islam, they have a paper called The Final Call. And I think this is our final call. I think this is the straw that broke the last straw that broke the camel's back. And I don't think he's going to give us any more chances. If we don't pull this thing together now, I don't think we're going to get any more chances. Really, I think this is the last chance. He wants us to submit to him willingly or willingly and get our hearts right with him before he takes us out of here. I don't know, but that's how I feel. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you so much, dear sister, and may Allah reward you for those wonderful words. We appreciate that particular observation, and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is indeed trying to get our attention so that we can get closer to him and that we at least at the bare minimum hear his call. And may Allah help us to that, we say ameen. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Bilal. How you doing, sir?
Alhamdulillah. It's going to be a lot of coughing, though, but praise be to Allah. I'm doing great. Praise be to Allah. First of all, I'd like to say that many times that Allah will have us to look at things that even what Ibn Ma'am told us about. And you'll see, oh, yeah, Allah was guiding him in that situation or in that condition. So we should forever be thankful to Allah for Imam Waqiduddin Muhammad. And Imam Muhammad made a statement about dealing with this day and time, you know, when it's over with. This is the end of time. He said, but it's not the end of time that we are known to think about. He said, what it is, it's a, I'm going to have to read this. I got to do it like this. I don't want to mess nothing up. See, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. And whether you recognize me or not, as a man I am, I know that this is the end of time on this earth. But it is not the end that some people imagine, the burning destruction of all living things on earth. Allah will not destroy living things. Allah will destroy things that will not live. Praise be to Allah for that. I'll never give up until Allah takes me off the planet. I'm always praying. If I give up, I need to stop praying. So praise be to Allah that you thank me to Allah. You know something? I know we're gonna miss. I'm sitting down. I'm looking. I said, "Wow, we're gonna miss congregational prayer." And I said, then I thought, think about that. I said, "But hold on, we were neglectful of the congregational prayer anyway." So bottom line, I'm looking at things that the Imam told us and what is going on with us right here now. It's a poem I wrote. I'd like to share. This is the end of time. A man showed us how to read the signs. We must first make our own mind. This is not about God's creation. It was man who accepted the invitation. We have to revisit our perception. Fasting in the month of Ramadan, our family, community, and society need this direction for our mission. After 29 or 30 days, we should naturally show our appreciation. We must work for the common good. It's much more about not eating food. We are checking out the need to be disciplined. Common sense is becoming our best friend. We must seek Allah's help. Compulsion buying is controlling us. Remember, not Allah we trust. Allah is in charge. Shaitan remain at large. We need our own school. What are we going to do? Our people spend money like there is no more tomorrow. What a way to act in these days of sorrow. We are going to miss the love that we experience at the mass years. No congregational prayer is a sign that we might not be doing our share. Let's show our community that we care. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much, Brother Bilal. As always, you always are right on time.
Alhamdulillah.
So we are grateful. We're grateful to Allah for you. And we just want you to know, man, we appreciate you. And do something about that cough, man, okay?
I'm trying to just sweat it out now, you know. I got the black seed oil, so I had that working. I got my salat. So praise be to Allah. I'm going to be okay.
Okay. All right. We're going to be checking on you, sir.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Dear brothers and sisters, you're listening to my E.I.L. Al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And so tonight, we want to talk with you, if we have some time, inshallah ta'ala, about these current conditions in which Allah has put in front of us. And one of the keys to our success as a people is that we stand up to whatever Allah puts in front of us. As a Muslim, that's what our goal should always be, to stand up to what Allah puts in front of us. So we're going to bring in another caller, and inshallah, 267, assalamu alaikum, state your name and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you?
I'm alhamdulillah. This is Sister Halima from Philadelphia.
How are you,
Sister? And her mother, Sister Taliba.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Taliba. How you doing?
Alaikum assalam.
Good to hear your voice. Alhamdulillah. And thank you, Halima, for making the connection for us. Thank you so much.
Afwan, you're welcome.
So now, how's it going up there? What's happening up there? Y'all all right?
Yes. Well, they're trying to keep everybody in their home. Don't want us to come out. So I've been staying very close to home.
Well, that's good.
Yes, and when she needs something, I, you know, we're not far apart, so I can go to the market and get the things that she needs to keep her a little more quarantined, away from everyone else, and, you know, making sure that I protect myself in traveling, you know, to keeping hand sanitizer, wearing gloves, you know, covering the face, washing your hands, wiping down the doors, so everything that they're saying that you should do, doing that, and then boosting my immune system with a lot of natural remedies that God has created.
That's wonderful, man. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear, you know, that very thing, because we're living in a time now where everybody's got their emotions caught up. Everybody's afraid of something, you see? And so the panic and the hysteria is the very thing that hurts us even more. And when we apply the knowledge that we have about a thing, and the things that we are not don't have knowledge of become things that we're not really concerned, because we're making the safeguards. And you're taking all of the safeguards, and we want to thank Allah for you for taking care of your and doing all of the things, taking the precautions, and, you know, taking all the things to boost your immune system, and, you know, doing all of the things to keep everything sanitized and keeping yourself in good conditions. So may Allah reward you, Halima, for taking care of our dear sister, taking care of our dear sister Taliba, because she is very important to us. We appreciate her for all the sacrifices that she did for the community, and we still need her around. So we thank you for that, dear sister, and we want you to know that we are here. You guys have the information. If you need anything, if you're having any problems there, we will make sure that that gets addressed for you, inshallah ta'ala.
Inshallah, I appreciate it.
And we appreciate your concern, Brother Imam.
Yes, and may you be protected and health and stay healthy as well.
That's right. You and your family.
Ameen.
Allah's most merciful.
Yes, indeed. And we are grateful to have people like you both in our world, so that things can become better, because it makes it easier for guys like myself. With people like you around, it makes it easier for me. So thank you so much for calling in. And like I said, if you're having any problems, just let me know, and we will, inshallah, try to assist you in any way we can.
I appreciate it. Inshallah.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Love you.
Love you too. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So there it is, dear brothers and sisters. We hear from one of our seasoned members and the daughter, and we hear that they're doing very well in Philadelphia. And we want everyone to know
that our concern is for all of the seniors that are around the country. And our goal is to get as many people to call the seniors and reach out to them to check on them. They don't wait for them to call you, man. Don't wait for them to call you. You get on the phone and for once just go on and see how they're doing. And it does them a whole lot of good. It does them a whole lot of good, a world of good, actually, it does for them. In fact, it puts them in a position to where they appreciate someone checking for them. They appreciate the fact that despite all of the things that's going on in the world, someone is taking their time out for them. And so we want to try to continue that and pay forward, if you will. Because there was a time here in this particular country where all we had was our pioneers. All we had representing Islam, the version that we had at that time, representing Islam. They still called it Islam, you see, and they represented it. Despite the fact that they were being persecuted, that they were not welcome, because we've never really been welcome in this country, despite the fact that we built it. And so when we really look at that, we know and understand that we owe our pioneers a whole lot. We owe them so much. And it is our job for those who are younger and who are trying to make good on the blessing that Allah gave, we want to look out for our seasoned members. The Prophet ﷺ said, the best of you is he who lives, or she who lives a long life and continues to do good deeds. But he also said that he who does not honor our elderly and does not have mercy on our youth is not of this community, is not of my community, is not of us. And so we want to pay attention to those words and look at them as for what they really are, what they're really saying to us. So we need to honor them in any way we can by letting them know that we appreciate what they did. We appreciate their sacrifices. And we could never thank them enough because they were out there doing stuff when no one else would. May Allah continue to bless our pioneers and seasoned members. And to that we say Ameen. And so we have, it seems, dear brothers and sisters, that we do have some work on our hands. For those of us who have been watching the things that have been going on, CNN and all these other news broadcast stations, each state, their governor is coming out making these statements, the president has been on, and they're talking about this widespread plague, this outbreak, this widespread outbreak. And every day they're telling you something different. And so they're learning as we go along, but at the same time, we cannot play around with this thing. We have to take our precautions, and we have to make sure that we do everything that we possibly can to stand clear of this particular virus. In New York City, we've closed all of the masajid, and we have made some steps toward trying to distribute food items from the senior center that we have under the masjid. And we had a dry run today, but we're working on trying to get that going. And inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be live streaming and things like that from the masjid. Usually we have our program here from the masjid, but I decided today, because it was raining, very cold rain, and I had been out the whole entire weekend. In fact, I've been out for the last couple of weeks, out every, you know, almost every day. And so today was a good day to just sit back and do some assessing, but also get some rest. Get some rest, because there's a lot of heavy lifting that needs to be done. And we have to make sure that we're in good shape, you see, because the work can't get done the way you'd like it to get done if you're not in good shape. And so we'd like for all of you to make dua for us here,
and we would love to make dua for you. And it is our job as a people to bring joy to the lives of the believers. And so, if nothing else, dear brothers and sisters, keep us all in your prayers. If nothing else, keep us in your prayers. Because we are all that we have. Don't be fooled by the shaitan in making you believe that Mr. Charlie and his group is for us. We have Mr. Charlie to fall back on. No, if this thing gets bad, dear brothers and sisters, and I'm not trying to scare anyone, but if this thing gets bad, then we are going to be in a situation to where we'll be the last people to get anything. And so we have to start working on ways in which we can assist each other. Remember what I said. If this thing gets bad, we'll be the last ones to get anything if we get anything. But the reality is we have to start working out ways in which we can help one another. May Allah help us. To that we say, I mean, this last point I want to make is that we have to question ourselves as to what is Allah saying to us by this event taking place. What is he actually saying to us? What wasn't happening for us before this thing happened? The test itself, dear brothers and sisters, is supposed to bring us together. When before this even broke out, can you say we were together? Can you say we were helping each other? Can you say we were doing for self? Can you say we had each other's back? And so now the incident is taking place, and this is a sign that we need to fix all those gaps we got in the ranks. We got to fix some of those spaces in between the lines we have. We got to make sure we tighten up. Because if we don't tighten up in this situation, then we are jammed, dear brothers and sisters. The whole job of the Muslim Ummah is to be strong, helping one another. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Surely Allah loves those who strive in his way as if they were a solid, cemented structure. Very important. Now, this is an analogy. This is a graphic Allah gives us. Picture a solid, cemented structure. And picture a structure that's not solid, that's not cemented. Picture a solid, cemented structure. It's able to stand up. Forces are against it. A solid, cemented structure. The Muslim community is supposed to be a solid, cemented structure. And look at this. The icing on the cake is the fact that Allah loves that. So what do you think his observation is when we're not a solid, cemented structure? Do you think we get the same love? Just something for us to think about, dear brothers and sisters. So before we close out, we want to just say to you, all of you around the country are in our prayers, and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he allows us to overcome this test, and that he allows us not only to overcome this test, but not to fall back into the things that we were engaged in prior. Now, I don't have to catalog everything. All of you know what I'm talking about. You all know what I'm talking about. And so when we look at it, we know that there's some holes that we need to fill in. There's some gaps that we need to fix. There's some things that we need to do. And one of the biggest issues is that we have as a community is that we don't do enough of taking care of each other.
Let us return back to that, dear brothers and sisters. Let us remove some of the shaitanic stains that he put on the path. And let us take those very same things that he has tarnished and we put them back into pristine form. Get them shining again. Get them looking great again. The community is like this precious jewel that it has the glow and it shines and it's radiant. And then after Shaitan got through with it, it doesn't look as like it used to be. Nobody wants to gaze at it anymore. Nobody's attracted to it. We have to remove that tarnish, dear brothers and sisters, so that this precious jewel that we have as Islam can shine bright with that radiance that attracts people from all over the place. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time to continue to bless us in a way that is most pleasing, to continue to bless us, to remember him, to show gratitude to him, to worship him in the best way. And to that we say Ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to thank American Muslim 360 and all of the individuals involved with bringing this broadcasting to us. This is a very critical time, dear brothers and sisters. And this is one of our tools that we have that belongs to us, that belongs to our community. And we need to use this as a means to uplift each other's spirits, to keep each other informed, and most of all, to make sure that we stay connected. And so this is why it's important for you to press one on your phone and have some comments and say some things. Share your feelings. Share your concerns, your suggestions. Share your experience. And let everyone know around the world that we're here. We're here, and we're still not going to lose our focus on our job, which is to remake the world. May Allah help us. To that we say Ameen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم نورنا الأقل الكبور من المسلمين كبورهم واغفر لأحياه ويسرهم أمورهم اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما أذهب البأس باب الناس واشف أنت شفي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقاما اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لا في خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Whether you're listening on your iPod, smartphone, computer, or even sharing in the conversation, American Muslim 360 brings our group intellect together and is there for you every day. Be there now for AM 360. Pledge your support at cwsc.us. Help us stay the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. CWSC and American Muslim 360 wish you and your family a blessed and prosperous new year.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. Everything will be alright. I am not afraid to stand alone. Gonna keep my head up high. I'm not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, everything will be alright. Gonna keep my head up high. I'm not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side. Afraid to stand alone, everything will be alright. I am not afraid to stand
everything will be alright. Gonna keep my head up.
I'm a tough one who can bear their blows. The rest play dumb, they don't dare say no. Scared of being shunned by the peers, they know. But I ain't gonna run, I ain't scared no.
Here at Community Wide Sharing Conference, we think you're a pretty special part of our group intellect. After all, we all have unique skills, ability, or knowledge. But none of us are skilled enough to drive while texting, talking on, or looking at our phones. It's just dangerous, and life can change in a split second. Be safe and wait. A public service message from AM360 and the CWSC.